Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ryan Vlasdelica. Shares of Apple have taken another hit after the U.S. says it would impose a 104% tariff on goods from China. President Trump had threatened to increase the tariff if China went ahead with a 34% tariff on U.S. goods, and that was following the president's initial tariff announcement. So, Ryan, we're talking about Apple. How reliant are they on parts made in China? Because I heard they were trying to get things made in India.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Apple is incredibly reliant on China. This has been a central part of their manufacturing base really for years now. I think basically all of Apple manufacturing is done out of China and Asia. So the idea of supply chain issues arriving from tariffs is very significant. And it's not just China. It's also Vietnam. It's all these other countries where new tariffs have been threatened or levied against it. So it's a very important part of their business.
Now, during the president's first term, the company had won an exemption from tariffs. So is there any hope investors may have that this could happen again?
There's certainly a lot of hope out there. I'm not sure how likely that is. There's been indications that there won't be exemptions. There's been indications that there won't be real negotiations. It's not really sure, what Apple can really do to avoid this issue, at least in the short term. But certainly there's a lot of hope and optimism. And I know there's probably a lot of behind the scenes sort of lobbying to get some kind of exemption here, because the drop in the stock price has been pretty remarkable. Right now it's down more than 20% over the past 4 trading days, including today. That's its biggest 4-day drop since October 2000. So just to give you a sense of the scale here, it's pretty dramatic.
A lot of people have enough faith in Apple. I mean, we were hearing about, quote-unquote panic buying at some of these Apple stores. So people still like the technology. They still like the iPhones.
Yes, that's true. I don't think anyone would really dispute that. But, people had not been upgrading their phones at the same sort of pace that they had been call it a decade or so ago. People are pretty comfortable holding onto their phones for longer right now. And even the introduction of AI features into the iPhone 16 wasn't really enough to spur a big upgrade cycle the way a lot of people were hoping, at least hoping on Wall Street. So that is one of the reasons, you've seen the stock struggle so far this year. There was a lot of concern at the start of the year about how strong was the iPhone business going to be. And then that was before we got the tariff side of things that is really cause people to sort of scramble their expectations for what they should expect from the company over, so long as this uncertainty persists.
Are there any options that the company has to keep the prices stable?
No great options. It can either absorb these costs, which would be a big hit to its earnings and to its margins. The other alternative is if they do raise prices, but that does raise questions about what does that do to demand? What does that do to their revenue growth? So at the moment, they are in this sort of, very difficult position where it's hard to know how you navigate this kind of environment. It's not like you can easily move your manufacturing back to the United States.
Have you heard any guesstimates as to how much more iPhones could cost?
Well, depending on what they do, you know, I've seen estimates that raise from prices rising, certainly, let's say, a double-digit percentage sort of as a base case scenario. But I've also heard that maybe they rise up to $3,000 or more, depending on what happens to their supply chain.
That is Bloomberg's Ryan Vlastelica. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.